Okay, we're going to go ahead and get this call started. So I am going to let my wonderful better half start this call off here. So with that being said, let me bring on my wonderful wife. She's the one that started our business. She's the love of my life, the cream in my coffee, my wonderful wife, national consultant, millionaire, Crystal Steel Award winner, Thompson Leadership Award winner, Rose Duncan.
All right. I was going to say good morning. It's only good morning if you just woke up. So good morning to those of you and good evening to the rest of us. Before I hand this call back over to Kevin, a couple of really important announcements. We just recently heard heartbreaking news. Executive consultant Paul Easton from the Dallas-Fort Worth area passed away through the night. Please send condolences if you know this couple, to Lisa Easton. He fought a good fight with COVID it was just so sudden. I mean, Kevin and I had lunch with him just, you know, a week before he tested positive for COVID. So, you know, we lost him just recently. Also, William Palacio, I believe, is no longer with us. And if you know his wife, please get condolences to her as well. They were executive consultants in Ambit, and they're just going to be dearly missed. They were actually on our team for the California group. It's Sunday. I'm asking for prayers for anybody that's out there that's sick. If you know about them, please continue to pray for those people that are sick. We hope for healing all the time. And then we just pray for passage for those that have left us. I'm going to go ahead and give this call back over to my husband, let him kind of pick up the mood, because here on Sunday, we will say we are truly, truly blessed to be alive and to be a part of Ambit. So here he is, my husband, the cream in my coffee, and the father of my children. He's the backbone of our business, and he's the reason why we get to wear a yellow jacket now, national consultant Kevin Duncan.
Woo! Okay, so prayers for everyone out there. We don't want to leave anybody out, but let's go and jump into this call tonight. Now, Sunday, first of all, I want to thank Brian McClure for keeping this incredible call going on all these years. Every Sunday, you guys get to listen to a different leader, and I believe that over the next couple of weeks, he's going to take the award winners that were at Ambition, the Thompson Leadership, and Perseverance and Crystal Sphere, and they're going to be guest speakers on the call. So, you know, kudos to him for, you know, getting those people, because there's a reason that they were standing on stage receiving that award, and you definitely want to learn what they're doing and what they're doing with their team. So we're going to go ahead and jump in to talk about, I think, you know, something that's important to me, and honestly, it didn't used to be, but it's really what Ambit is built on top of now, and you know, honestly, any network marketing company is built on the excitement that you're seeing throughout the business and the recognition that people are getting. And I think that kind of falls right in with what Brian does best and what Ambit does best, is they try to recognize people for what they're accomplishing, for what they're doing, for, you know, different ways that they're doing things and you know, the meetings that they're going to. Everything that happens in Ambit, it's got to be done with those two things. And Rose and I have been in for, you know, 11 years we've been part of this business. And I was going back through old pictures and in memories on Facebook and things like that. And if you think about it, that's actually the things that you remember. You know, is that excitement of going to the live meetings. Now, if you've done a good job of taking that excitement from the live meetings and bringing it into the virtual world, then your business is still growing. So if you're sitting there wondering, okay, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong? How come my business isn't growing as fast as it used to? You know, how come I'm not as excited as I used to be? Well, you know, really that's kind of up to you and your leaders, right? You've got to still be around exciting people. It can still be exciting if you're online, you know, not quite as much as if you're there in person, hugging people and shaking hands and fist bumping and things like that. But, you know, our team has done an absolute phenomenal job at kind of bringing that excitement into the virtual world and keeping it going, all the way from doing meetings during the week on Mondays and Wednesdays, which is consistently at 7:30 p.m. Central. We have a meeting that's been going on all the way through the pandemic. It's continuing to go. We're continuing to grow those meetings. You know, we give shout outs at the beginning of the meeting. We give shout outs at the end of the meeting, right before the training. And then we, you know, we do a consultant training, answer questions. So it's keeping that piece of it going, no matter whether it's in person or online. It's keeping that going. It's the consistency of it is what's driving our business. A lot of people keep asking us, they're like, how are you guys growing? What are you guys doing? And the reality is we're not doing anything different than we did back when we started our business, when we were marketing consultants with zero customers and zero consultants, and we started figuring out what we were doing, right? We're not doing anything different. We're still doing the 5-2-6. We're putting in a couple of consultants, helping them get some customers, getting them triggered off, and duplicating that process. The thing that we're doing differently now is kind of how we're doing it. Because I believe, you know, one of the things that the pandemic taught us is that there's not just one way to build your ambient energy business. Right? Back when we got in the early days in 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and so on, it was drilled into us, if you don't attend meetings, your business isn't going to grow. You know, Rose said, you know, you got to go if you want to grow. That was Rose's, you know, phrase that she coined. And Julie remembers that, right? So if you want to grow, you got to go. If you want to grow, you got to go. You can't build this business from your couch. You know, all of that stuff was drilled into us over the years. And you know, to a large degree, that's true, because there's nothing like going to a live meeting and being around a bunch of people, a bunch of like-minded people, going to Ambition or going to a simulcast or even going to a local business presentation, right? Going to a Power Rally, which we have one coming up here in Houston, Texas, here on October 5th. You know, the last Power Rally in Houston, Texas, there was over 200 people here at a Power Rally in Houston, Texas, just coming out of the lockdowns here in Houston, Texas. And that's the excitement that I'm talking about, right? You know, when you get 50 or 100 or, you know, 150 people online on a Zoom, you're able to kind of replicate some of that excitement because you're able to flip through the screens and you can kind of see everybody and you can hear everybody. So it's not exactly the same as being there in person, but it's close. But you've got to drive that excitement no matter what. And if you can't figure out how to get it started, link up with a group of people that are already doing it. Right? There's the one of the best things about this business is that excitement is contagious, and people are willing to share it. Right? That's not something that just happens in our group. It's something that happens across the entire United States in everybody's business. And one of the neat things that happens is when you guys start working together, which is the whole reason we created our Millionaire Mastermind trainings, great things start to happen. You know, one is you get to start learning what other people are doing. Because there's not a single person here in AMBA that I know that won't share what's working for them. Right? There's 330 million people in the United States. If I teach you every secret that I have in my book, I'll be perfectly fine because there's plenty of people to go out there and recruit. Okay? So, I mean, we love sharing what we're doing. And it's the excitement of that. You get someone like Rose Duncan or Julia Fuentes or, you know, Miyoshi Hennessy or Shakayla Robinson, who's been on stage a couple of times at Ambition, and Jeremy and Aldridge Jack. You know, you get some of those people in your business, and that excitement starts to become contagious. And all of a sudden, you start remembering, this is why I started Ambit. Right? I started it to make some money, but I also started it to get around like-minded people that are going to keep me excited. Now, one of the things that we don't want you guys to forget, and one of the things that our team does really, really well, is recognition. You've got to recognize your people for the accomplishments. And it could be something as simple as getting in their first consultant. Hey, great job. You got your first consultant in. Awesome. You're on your way. Right? Getting your first bonus. Hey, great job. You got your first bonus. Congratulations. Now you know that this is real. Right? You know, I was telling you the truth about how easy it was to make money in this business. Well, let's go out and do it again. And that's something that back in the early days of Ambit Energy, we saw way more of that. okay? Not just recognition, you know, at the big events, recognition at the local meetings, recognition, you know, what we call now on the local meetings, on the Zoom calls, you know, shout outs for people that are online, or shout outs for people that just got in and they were on the call. Same thing that you would do if you brought your new consultant to a local meeting. What would you do? You would walk them up to the front of the room, or you would walk them around and you would introduce them to some of the leaders. Well, you've got to translate that into the Zoom world too, right? And one of the things I love is now that we're going back to a hybrid environment where we have some live meetings and some Zoom meetings, we get to build our business twice as fast. So you have to think about everything that you do. You've got to go, you know, what can I do to do this better? What, you know, what are other teams doing to amp that excitement up in their business to cause that growth? Because that's what grows your business. It's the excitement, right? And the proof is there's people like my wife, Rose, who she didn't really care about the money, right? She cares about the recognition piece. She'll do anything for a t-shirt. Right, or she'll do anything to catch one of those dang light bulbs that they throw off stage, or to get one of those ambit shirts. She's focused on that part of it, right? Which is most people in this world. They kind of crave that recognition, or that hey, you did a great job. You're doing awesome. You're one consultant or two consultants away from regional consulting. Come on, let's go. You know, when you start calling them out on these Zoom calls or in these live meetings and say, hey, listen, my friend Kevin here, he's got two more consultants and he's a regional consultant, right? Now, that gives me a reason to just put my head down and go out and get my last two consultants and just hurry up and get it done. You know why? Because you recognized me. You kind of called me out in front of everybody, but I want that recognition for when I promote to the next level. And with what Ambit did at this last Ambition, I don't know if you guys have actually had a chance to all digest that, but when they said, listen, no more customer requirements to promote from marketing to regional, from regional to senior. You just need six consultants in your business, and your five customer points makes you a regional consultant. And 18 more for a total of 24 consultants from MC to SC, and 10 customer points makes you senior consultant. That's probably was, you know, even with the bonuses, that was hands down the biggest announcement they had at Ambition. Now, most of you guys are too new to know that that's what it used to be back when it was $429 to get in. We didn't have the customer requirements. Get six people to spend $429, get our customer points, our five customer points, and we are a regional consultant. People were doing that in a day. And you could theoretically promote to senior consultant in 30 days or less. Not everybody did it, but that was what's possible. And what I love about Ambit is they I don't know exactly what they were thinking, but here's what I think they were thinking. What they were thinking is, listen, if we can get people to the money faster, meaning if I can get people to regional consultant and senior consultant faster where the money is bigger, we're going to see more growth. And here's what I want. I want you guys to prove them right. Because that is exciting when someone can get to regional consultant in a week or a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, and you're not having to constantly stop being a business builder and become a customer gatherer. You don't have to stop midway to help. You know, people are still going to get their customers. But if you're a builder, you don't have to stop. You just keep on building. Everything else will fall in place. That's one of the great things that Brian McClure used to say. He's like, listen, don't worry about it. The customers will come. They're going to come from the people that don't want to be your consultant. So if you're out there talking to people and putting people in and talking to people about joining your business and they're turning you down, the next thing you're talking to them about is becoming a customer, especially if you're in these other states where there's no contracts. Great. That's fine. You know, my consultant business isn't for everybody. Do me a favor. Support me in my business and become my customer, because they're not going to cost you anything. Right? And if you don't like our service, next month switch back to the incumbent. right? So, but you've got to build this business with that high level of excitement. You've got to be excited about this multi-million-dollar business you're in, right? You know, when Rose and I, you know, made it to the million-dollar club, you know, one of the other things that, that Rose said was, listen, you know, there's a bunch of times, you know, throughout the last 11 years where, you know, she was ready to just throw her hands up and say, listen, this just isn't worth it. All the roller coaster ride that we're on, it's just too much. There's a bunch of times where she could have just said, I'm done. You know, it's too much for us. And I wouldn't let her. And now she's like, I can think of a million reasons why I didn't quit. Right. And listen, we started with zero customers, zero consultants. We got through up to national consultant. We hit the million-dollar club, which means what? Anybody can do this. I'm not a network marketer, never have been. Ambit's the very first network marketing business I've ever done. But I will tell you this, I've owned a lot of businesses. And still to this day, this is hands down the easiest way to make money that I've ever found. It's also the only way that I found that I can continuously get paid every single week and every single month, regardless of whether I'm doing anything. Over the next week, we're driving from Houston, Texas, up to Rapid City, South Dakota, you know, for a funeral. The one thing I'm not worried about is asking my boss for time off, and I'm not worried about, am I going to get paid when I get back? Because I know my team is going to continue to work. I'm going to get a paycheck next Friday while I'm sitting at a funeral in Rapid City, South Dakota. Amazon's going to drop some money in my bank account, right? Because my team is growing. And that's what we built this for, you guys. We built this for to kind of future-proof our lives. And look, the world is still crazy. You know, different cities and states are talking about getting, you know, locking down again and implementing all these rules and at bars and restaurants and sports venues and stuff like that. And the world is just upside down. But the one thing I'm not worried about is getting paid, because none of that is going to affect whether or not Ambit pays me. You know why? Because if they don't go to the sports venue to watch the football game, because they said you have to have a COVID vaccine certificate to get in, these people are going to, they're going to do what? They're going to have a party at their house and invite a bunch of their friends, which means they're going to do what? They're going to use more energy. So either way, I'm fine. I don't have to worry about it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn it over to my wonderful wife to actually just close this out. And, you know, listen, you guys, it is Sunday. Yesterday was our start over day. Okay. Saturday begins our new week. Sunday, we're thinking about what do I got to do between now and next Friday to get a paycheck. All right. So I'm going to turn it over to Rose, let her amp you guys up and send you out. So thank you guys very much for tuning in. Here's my wonderful wife again to close this out, Rose Duncan.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to my husband speak. This Sunday, just a reminder, we've got a event coming up. If you are within a shot distance of the Houston area on October 5th, Julia and Emerson Fuentes won EC Power Team. They were number one EC Power Team. That means they were the executive consultant in the company that got the most attendance for Ambition. So we're super duper proud of them. Corporate is having an event in their honor. It's going to be out here in the Houston area. So look for that on Facebook and all over the place. So the flyer has already gone out through corporate. So you might have gotten in your box. Just take a look-see for that. But again, you guys, you know, if God woke you up this morning, you know, we are blessed. We've got so many consultants and friends and family that are, you know, just, you know, asking for prayers around now. David Dunn is getting open heart surgery. He's a consultant out here in the Houston area. You know, I can just keep going on everybody that needs your prayers. So if you are well and healthy and able to work your business, don't miss the chance to build your legacy today. for the future of your family tomorrow, okay? Thank you so much. I'm going to let my husband unmute the line so we could all say goodnight to each other. And you guys have a great Sunday.
All right.
Thank you,
Duncan.
Have an awesome night, everybody.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great night. Good night, Kevin. Thanks again.
Yes, ma'am. Good night.
You're my family.